Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Right. Welcome to episode 65. I think this is going to be a fun episode because in today's show, I'm going to talk about all of my fantasies. Oh yeah, a little bit slower. I'm going to talk about my fantasies. It's going to be fun. I'm going to talk about all the things that I think about when I come home to my apartment in Chicago and I lock the door, I close the blinds, and I just fantasize. Oh, yes. But in all seriousness, I actually am going to talk about fantasies. I am going to say the word circle jerk more times than I normally would, but it's in good context and it's not those kinds of fantasies. I'm going to talk about how we can get everything we want in life by taking the legit good fantasies we have, you know, the fantasies that we have in our heads of those moments where we're rich and successful or happy, thriving, living on a tropical island, driving our dream car, marrying that person, whatever. Good fantasies. I'm going to talk about how we can adjust our mindsets to connect where we are now, the today, with the future, where those fantasies live. And I'm going to talk about a simple thing that I do that's been really powerful in my life to help connect the dots there. So I think you'll get a lot out of this episode just by realizing that sometimes all it takes to get what you want in life is to make a simple mindset shift. So I'm excited for this episode. Real quick, now before I get into it, I do want to say thank you to today's sponsor, In Defense of Paper. In Defense of Paper actually is a great sponsor for this episode because towards the end, I am going to ask you to write something down, and In Defense of Paper makes a great product for that. And also, I do know that a lot of you are big into journaling, you know, writing down your goals, daily gratitude journaling, just writing down goals, being creative, things like that. So In Defense of Paper makes great journals that I think can make those experiences even better. So again, thank you to In Defense of Paper. They make high quality journals sourced and manufactured in the United States. They're a company like myself that believes that you can still have a journal, pen and paper in 2018, that you could put down that phone for a little bit. I am glued to Instagram, but I still make time to write and journal. Their journals are amazing. Each one contains 200 pages of super high quality handcrafted paper. It's got an exposed spine. It lays flat. It won't fight against you. If you journal a lot, you know how important that is. So go ahead and check out In Defense of Paper. Take a minute from your computer, your phone. Get down with that journaling. You can go to indefenseofpaper.com. Use promo code CASE. Get 10% off your final order. Again, indefenseofpaper.com. Use code CASE. 10% off. So let's go. So with this episode, like something really clicked for me recently. Sometimes just like looking back on your life, you really tend to realize things and sometimes it just clicks like big time, like brain explode kind of thing. It's been really great. You know, I've realized what I think is the key to getting what I want in life. I think that's probably something you're interested in too, you know, getting everything you want in life. And you know, I think if you're anything like me, you're probably going to be able to relate to this and what I'm about to say. It's the difference between, you know, always talking about the things you want in life, the traits you want to have, the guy or girl you want to be with, the success you want to, you know, embody, the recognition you want to receive, the difference between talking about all those things and actually getting them. You know, so I'd ask you, you know, do you want to change your life? Do you want to be that person you've always imagined yourself to be, to have all those things that you want and truly be at the top of your game? I think, yes, you do. Well, I think if you want that, you have to cut the bullshit. You have to get real as fuck with yourself, simply put. And I think you have to do that today. You have to get real with yourself today and realize something very specific about the way you've been acting. or rather not acting to date, and realize that you're kind of being a real moron here. And again, I did this with myself, and I'm a pretty big tough love kind of guy. I've developed pretty thick skin to the point where you could pretty much say anything to me and it won't bother me that much. And it's the same when I come to analyze myself and when I'm trying to be introspective with myself, which is why I can call myself a moron and, you know, not beat myself up, you know. But lately I've gotten real with myself, real. And here's what I've learned that I think has really helped me and will help you if you decide that you can be vulnerable with yourself for a little bit to get to where you want to be. You know, it's that for years I've been jerking myself around, for lack of a better term, kind of literally just living in this fantasy la-la land. You know, I have all these things. I used to have all these things that I wanted to be, right? Charismatic, outgoing, influential, successful writer, financially independent, in great shape, confident, all these things. Those are my goals. And as anyone who sets goals, obviously I would focus on them, but in the wrong kind of way. Simply put, to my introduction, I would fantasize about them. I would imagine myself being confident. I would imagine myself being a Forbes 30 under 30, all those things. You know, those were mental fantasies. And of course, yeah, I'd put in the work to get to where I wanted. But in retrospect, I've come to realize that my mind was kind of fucked when it came to those goals. I fantasized about being that person, about being successful, being whatever. I fantasized about that. That's the key word here, fantasy. But I've come to realize that fantasizing about things literally does shit about it. Yeah, it's fun. Yeah, it felt good to picture those things, picture those moments. But I wasn't connecting the dots. Again, yeah, I took steps to getting those things and I've been largely successful there, but I could have cut the time down big time if I just wrapped my head around the fact that fantasizing doesn't do anything. And again, this isn't a podcast where I'm going to be like, oh, you got to put in the work. You got to grind and hustle if you want the life you've dreamed of. That's obvious. We're not going to go down that path. I'm talking about what you can do with your mindset to get you to have whatever you want in life. That's what I'm going to talk about. And make sure to listen to the end because it'll be really clear, I think, what I'm advocating for. And I've got a small little exercise that I want you to do that I think will be really impactful. So here's what I realized, that we need to stop fantasizing like we currently do. And instead, we need to be specific. We need to have a vision. You know, we need to stop fantasizing about being that person, receiving that award, having that hot boyfriend or girlfriend, having that money in your bank account, driving that boat. Instead, we need to picture the how, the vision, that call that the vision. You know, fantasies are all about picturing you as that thing, as that person, having that thing. It's about picturing you being there in that moment, having that success in that moment. And that's fun and all. But I think we need to train your brain to focus on the smaller things, the how, the vision today. You know, fantasizing, again, is all about picturing ideal scenarios and hoping that kind of voila, you'll end up there as long as you put in the work. You know, well, what is that work? What are those steps? Those are the things that you need to start picturing in your mind. You know, if you want to get everything you've ever wanted in life, you have to stop being so vague. You know, if you want more out of life, you need to add a vision alongside of that fantasy. You have to tie yourself back to reality. And fantasies, by definition, really aren't tied to reality. They're in the future. They're pie in the sky sometimes. They're fun things to picture and imagine. But I've learned that you can train your brain, your mindset, quite easily to go from one of just, you know, visualizing fantasies to visualizing the changes you'll need to make to get there. That's the how. And once you'd start doing that, that's when the magic really starts happening, when you're able to do that consistently. You know, when you're able to do that, you're more likely to make those changes, to adopt that as part of your lifestyle. And that in turn just opens up life for you. It opens up opportunities and positivity that you're simply not aware of when you're jerking around to these fantasies in your head. Again, but it's not easy. Like, fantasizing about your ideal state is fun. It releases dopamine. It tricks your mind into thinking that you're putting in the work. And it's easy because you're not really putting in work. It doesn't require action. You could sit on your couch and fantasize till the cows come home. You know, focusing on the how, on the other hand, brings you down to reality. It forces you to look at your own bullshit and actually start living those things that you need to do. So simply put, if you want to have everything you want in life, if you want your dreams to come true, you have to train your mind to think differently, to imagine differently, to fantasize differently, to approach your dreams differently. And again, this isn't entirely unique. It really isn't. I'm not claiming it to be. I've read countless articles on this. My friend Charlie over at Charisma on Command wrote about this years ago, and it was a big catalyst for me adopting this line of thinking. And it's kind of become my lifestyle from there, and how I vision and how I imagine and how I fantasize. But again, you know, I think sometimes all it takes to make a big change in your life is to hear someone else swear by something, or to offer a testimonial to living a certain way. To, you know, to hear someone else talk about something, sometimes it's just the catalyst you might need. So here I am doing it for you. But, you know, take a couple minutes and listen to this real quick. And then I want you to write something down, because then I think it's going to be really actionable for you. But I think the first thing to realize is that in regards to the goals and dreams that you've set for yourself, you know, and don't take this the wrong way. I love you. You're great. But you're also full of shit. And I think you're lying to yourself. Again, my experience, Case Kenny, has taught me that this is true with myself. You know, for example, like I've said it for a long time, but I have aspirations of being a successful writer. I've had a decent amount of success to date, and humbly so, certainly. But it's nothing compared to this fantasy I have of being a successful writer. You know, but the fantasy is just that. It's a fantasy. I have always had these visions of me, you know, living in a baller pad, writing, cashing checks, being famous. And I think I've borrowed visions from various movies where, you know, an author comes from nothing and becomes famous. I'm picturing like Bradley Cooper in Limitless or something. He takes that pill and then creates these masterpieces. But anyway, that fantasy has served me no good. And it was only when I addressed kind of that fantasy as being bullshit and adjusting it to having a vision alongside of it that things have really started to take off. I moved from a fantasy of picturing me as that successful writer to now picturing the steps I need to put in place to get there. The steps of publishing my first book, of signing that first book, of reading reviews to that first book, of writing and writing and writing. You know, the dots. Those are the dots. Connecting the dots. I changed my mind to mentally see the things that I needed to do to get to that stage. I have to write. I have to get published. I have to get distribution. I have to do the marketing. And then, yeah, maybe down the line, I could have that type of fame and recognition that's in my fantasy. And that's the difference. And it kind of stung in the process, because I had to look myself in the eye and be like, Casey, you're kind of full of shit here, man. You're not doing any of the things you need to do. You're not doing it nearly enough. You know, you expect to get to that place, but you're not thinking about the work that you're going to have to put in. Let's focus on that. And I really have. And that's just one example. There's so many other areas of my life where I've enacted this way of thinking, this way of imagining and fantasizing and visioning. You know, in my 20s, always wanting to be that big dick energy, peacock, confident dude who snaps necks and cashes checks, right? That guy. You know, fantasizing about how cool that would be, the fantasy there. You know, well, now, having realized what I need to do, I have a vision alongside of that. So it's not just a mental circle jerk. I now have the vision, the how, of speaking up more, being awkward and weird, creating things, being bold, being loud, just being myself. That's the vision, and that's the difference alongside of that fantasy. And yeah, I think this is pretty simple. And you might be like, oh, well, this is pretty obvious. And I would ask you, I would say, is it? Like, I mean, yeah, it might be that way, but if you're anything like me, you might, you know, you just don't do it. And again, this is because fantasizing about ideal scenarios and outcomes is fun. It feels good. It's a good old circle jerk. There you go. How many times can I say that? But it's not going to get you anywhere. It really won't. You can set all the goals you want, imagine all the scenarios you want, think you deserve to have everything you want in life, but you're not going to get anywhere unless you have that vision in place. And I think, again, the first step to getting what you want, the first step, even before putting in the work, is changing your mind from one of fantasizing to one of imagining the how, the vision. And when you do that and you focus on those things, you start to live them. And that's when the magic happens. When I changed my perspective from one of picturing me in my ideal state to that of picturing the immediate things that would comprise those things, that's when amazing outcomes have really occurred in my life. And it really has diminished my tendency to not get started as well. My tendency to just picture and dream and not take action. And I've learned that I really can have what I want. It's just a matter of changing my mindset. Like I've talked about it before. And again, this mindset isn't about financial success in any way, but this is one illustration. When I first moved to Chicago, I worked at a couple of ad agencies in entry-level roles, strategy roles, analyst roles, things like that. I learned a lot in those roles. I'm definitely thankful for them. Valuable experience, but I made very little money. The cash flow was tight. And I always remember, you know, 23, 24, always picturing the days where I'd have this watch I'd always wanted, fantasizing about it. It was a Hublot Big Bang. And I pictured myself wearing it, how great that would feel and how accomplished I would feel that I was able to purchase it. All that. That was the fantasy. It was just fantasizing. And I did that for about 3-4 years, you know, hoping that one day I would just figure it out and be able to get that thing, hoping that the puzzle would eventually put itself together. So basically I did nothing. And I stayed in those roles for like 3 years, just daydreaming about it. But again, a switch flipped years later. And that's when I realized that I was kind of full of shit, to be honest, and not very likely to get there, to get that thing, because I was literally just imagining something very unrealistic given what I was actually doing. I had nothing connecting my now with that future fantasy. You know, I needed to imagine the more immediate. I need to imagine or vision something to connect my reality with that fantasy. And that's how I came up with my game plan of quitting my agency job, moving to a smaller tech startup company, going into sales, being successful in sales, and eventually getting to that day where I can make that purchase. I connected the dots with the more immediate vision. And that's all I'm talking about here. It's very simple. It's just as fun, in my opinion. Yeah, I guess it's not as pleasing to fantasize about those smaller steps as it is that fun big fantasy. But there's a lot of achievements in there to imagine and think about and work towards. You still get that dopamine release, you know, fantasizing and imagining those steps along the way. But it's all about the vision. And again, that's a silly little example around a superficial thing that I'd always wanted. But I think it's the same way of anything, of aligning fantasies with visions and just fundamentally changing the way that you approach them. I really believe that. So I'd encourage you to take a couple minutes right after I wrap this podcast up and do the following as we approach the end. I want you to sit down with a pen and paper and write down the following. I want you to write down one thing that you fantasize about, something that you daydream about, something that you want, that you like really, really want. And, you know, make sure that it's a goal of yours, not like a fantasy of like a threesome or something, or like you stopping a robbery or being a hero or something like that. I'm talking about a fantasy that reflects a goal that you've set for yourself, an ideal state. Again, it could be anything. It could be you living on a tropical island, sipping margaritas, living happily in the suburbs with your hot ass wife or husband, speaking on CNN about foreign policy as their resident expert, standing up to receive your Pulitzer, seeing your face on the big screen, starring in that movie, whatever. So write that down, just a sentence or two or three, just to describe that fantasy. Now, having listened to me ramble about the power of creating a vision to connect the dots between where you are now and that fantasy, I want you to write down, let's call it 5 things that you're going to need to do to get there. Like if the whole living on a tropical island, sipping margaritas scenario, you're going to, I don't know, have to buy a boat. You're going to have to buy that boat from money that you've been putting away each month. Well, money that you earn from your online business. Well, you got to start that online business. Maybe on the other hand, it wasn't your online business. Money that you earned from that promotion that you just got at your new company, right? Things like that. You know, the other scenario, living happily in the suburbs with your wife or husband, you know, how are you going to find that person? Are you going to find that person by putting yourself out there more? Probably by saying yes more, by swiping on Hinge or Bumble. I don't know. By, you know, going up and introducing yourself to new and interesting people, by not going to the same club anymore. I don't know, whatever, something like that. Another scenario, like speaking live on CNN about foreign policy as their resident expert. Okay, well, maybe, you know, you're going to get there by getting recognition from the online community by having a really insightful foreign policy blog and internet. And then you're going to come out with a best-selling book. And then you're going to get that call to be a guest on CNN. And then from there, maybe a full-time offer or whatever. And so on and so on. You see what I'm doing there? I'm taking that fantasy and boiling it down to more vision-focused ideas. Still, those are great things to picture. Those are great opportunities and great achievements. But it's about connecting the dots there. Does that make sense? Again, I think it's a pretty simple thing. All you're doing is taking those dope fantasies we all have, fantasies built around the dreams we have, and you're simply bringing them into reality. You're simply connecting the dots between where you are now and where you are in those fantasies. And I think it's pretty simple, but it's made a really big impact in my life. It's made my fantasy something that I'm working towards now much more actionable because I've built a vision around them. They've become actionable. You know, this mindset tweak has taken what was previously just a kind of a big dream, a fantasy, to being like, wow, you know, actually now I have a vision. I can actually get there. I can actually accomplish that thing, those things. And there's a lot of small victories and small wins and achievements along the way. So I know that I'll be happy and fulfilled and gratified as I work towards that big day, that big point of recognition. So that's it. You know, I'll end it there. You know, I'd encourage you to do what I suggested and write down those things. And I think you'll be just really energized to know that you can take that fantasy and make it actionable. And that's a really great thing because it gives you the confidence to know that you can break something big down like a fantasy, break it down to smaller, more manageable accomplishments and steps. And that really energizes me. It lights a fire in me. And I think it'll do the same for you. So that's it. I'll stop. I'd love to know what you think. Holler at me on Instagram at case.kenny. Let me know your thoughts on the episode. If you've had any success doing this in your life, slide on into the DM like a water slide. Let me know. Give me feedback. I love hearing from you. So until next episode, I'm out.